There's waking sometimes, and then there's sleep. But mostly they're dreams, in between places, in between feelings, in between voices, in between touches. Sometimes I dream of setting the table or folding clothes, dressing nicely for him and his friends, silently pouring drinks for them all. I think I like the way they all look at me like a prop, like a game for later. I can never remember the game, though. Master. That word takes up so much space in my head. It repeats and repeats and repeats. I want to say it always, to feel those sounds on my lips. Master. Should I be calling him that? Do I call him that already? I want to, all the time. I want to show my submission to him. I want to validate it for myself, but I never feel like I really can or should. Or maybe I just don't know that I do. It's like either my lips are too stuck to say what my brain wants, or my brain is too stuck to know what I'm saying at all. Master. God, I just want to say it to him. Is that him? Is he here? I swear I just heard him. You didn't hear anything? Guess it was just in my head. Maybe it was a memory coming back, a dream. I have so many. Sorry, I zoned out for a minute there. I was almost remembering something. Yeah, I can keep trying. I remember feeling like I was floating somewhere lost, and then light. My eyes were opening, the world was taking shape. A bed tied down, and I swear his voice was touching me, or his hands were speaking. I'm not sure, but it didn't matter. That voice, somewhere between a drug and a lullaby. It was master. It was his voice. My legs were tied, spread, and I was pulling. I wasn't trying to escape, though. I was so horny. I couldn't help it. I wanted to squeeze my thighs together, or to be able to touch myself, just to move, to have some sensation there besides longing. His voice was teasing me, so many shivers all over. I felt like I needed to reach for him. He was the only thing that existed. The only thing reminding me that I existed. He was my anchor. If I could just find him somewhere in the fog, maybe everything would make more sense. I knew he could make everything okay. Master's toy. I'm Master's mindless toy. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know where that came from. It was just getting louder and louder in my head, and I've been trying to resist saying it, but remembering all this is making it so hard. Can I say it some more? I can. Master's mindless toy. I'm Master's mindless toy. Oh, it feels so good to say. Thank you for letting me say it. Sorry, no, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm probably too comfortable. Yes, water, thank you. Water is good. Oh, damn it, my hands were shaking. Fuck, it's cold. I hate this shirt. Why did I wear this stupid shirt? I'm sorry, my nipples are hard. That's really awkward. God, I'm cold now too. Do you have a blanket? Nothing. Okay. Sorry, I know I'm being awkward and you're always telling me not to worry about it and just to be natural. Can I warm myself up with my hands? Just rub my tits a little bit. I think it'll help me get warm. And maybe help me keep remembering to mindless toy. Master's mindless toy. I remember. I was soaking wet between my legs. I could feel him there teasing me. I don't know how. I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't answer your questions. I was just so horny. That's all there was. Just the feeling of it all. I don't have a mind. I mean, I didn't have a mind. I was just his toy. Master's mindless toy. Master's mindless toy. Master's mindless toy. Master's mindless toy. I need to come. I need to be mindless again, please. Can I? Master. What just happened? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Did I just? Oh my god, I am so sorry. Yes, it is a problem. Here's some extra pay for today. I'm sure I went over my time. Jesus, I even had a sweater in my bag. I didn't know. I am so sorry. I'll get out of your hair. I'm sorry, I can never remember much. Someday we'll be able to figure all this out. Yeah. Okay, see you next week.